when you talk about smallmouth fishing, you start thinking about places like Cumberland and, you know, places in Tennessee and stuff, but also Pickwick in Mississippi is not too bad either. With me today is Roger Stegall. And Roger, you know, you guide there, you get a lot of opportunity to smallmouth fish. Is the smallmouth fishing still good in your neck of the woods?
Smallmouth fishing is real good. It's like it is anywhere else with largemouth fishing. It's good for 2 or 3 years, and then it's down for 2 or 3 years. Right now, it's sort of on just a medium swing. It's not down, it's not up. But we've got some super good smallmouth in Pickwick. It's dynamite for catching a 7 to 10 pound smallmouth.
Well, I've been mentioning the fact Mississippi, you know, when you think about that, when you think about Pickwick, you think Alabama or Tennessee or something like that. But there is water in Mississippi as well.
Yes, it borders three states. I actually live in Mississippi, but I fish a lot in Tennessee, a lot in Alabama, and the Mississippi water. A guy can come to Pickwick, though, and he can fish anywhere on Pickwick water with Alabama license, because Alabama has got more shoreline than anybody else, any of the other states.
Well, let's break it down a little bit, okay? You know, fall of the year, let's start there because we are in the fall. Let's start with there and talk about how you'd catch those fish, how you catch in smallmouth, and, you know, what are some of the techniques you might use?
In the fall of the year, the fish start to fall in the minnows around, but they come back to in a shallower pocket some, but they don't go back on the flats like a largemouth where you're in foot and a half, 2 foot of water. They'll be in pockets closer to deep water, but the shad is just like magnets. If McDonald's moves across the street, you're going to move across the street with them to eat. So that's where the smallmouth are. Largemouth, too. But the smallmouth will mix right in with white bass. They'll mix right in with largemouth. And a good technique that I've caught and found out in the fall of the years is to find a good school of white bass and fish under them, and you catch some big smallmouth, because the white bass are killing the shad, and they're falling down, and the big smallmouth catch them under them.
What about the baits? What kind of bait selection?
One of my favorite baits in the fall of the year, when I'm not fishing under the white bass, is a quad shad, a Strike King quad shad. It's just used a solid white with four silver blades on it, and it is a dynamite bait. It's caught me a lot of big smallmouth.
Let's talk about how you fish it. You know, you're not just going to throw it out there and wind it in. You're probably going to fish it a little bit, maybe hopping it or doing something like that.
Actually, it's a no-brainer. You throw it out there, and it looks like a school of shad coming through the water. I vary my retrieve. That's the biggest thing to, and when I say that, sometimes you want to burn it right underwater. Sometimes you just want to keep it right inside, and sometimes you want to keep it right out of sight. But I don't slow roll it like I do a bigger spinner bait. I don't do anything. It is one bait that I don't do any adapting to. I don't put a trailer hook on it. I don't put a trailer. I think it affects the water when it goes across the blades. It will catch fish right out of the package.
When you talk about, you know, that spinner bait, weight selection, is there anything there you want to look at, 3/8 or heavier or what?
Actually, that particular bait just comes in a 3/8. It's got a super good hook. It's got like a 3 or 4 aught. I can't remember exactly what. I think it's a Gamagatsu or Mustad. It's a super good sharp hook. And like I said, you don't have to do any adapting to it. You know, most time with spinner baits, you're going to change a blade, or you're going to change a crankbait, you're going to change hooks or do something. But with this quad shad, it'll work anywhere, catch a smallmouth or largemouth. It's a dynamite bait.
All right, let's talk about line selection, rod and reel. You know, you got to get all those things in.
The rod and reel that I use on a quad shad is I use a Shakespeare Supreme super tough 12-pound line. That way, when you set the hook, you have low stretch, and you get a better hook set. And I use about a medium heavy action rod, which is I use a Platinum All Star 785 casting rod. That's a 6'6" medium heavy rod, and I use a cranking try-on reel in a 5:2:1 gear ratio. And I like to throw a slower retrieve reel when I'm throwing a spinner bait, because I don't like to just crank it real hard. I like to just keep it coming to me. And then if you want to slow it down, you can. With a high speed, you have to get so slow. And also, you can snatch it away from a fish. And when I say snatch away, you take it away from them with a high speed reel. With a slow speed, the fish can get it good before you get the hook set.
Well, I'm going to shift gears there a little bit on you. Weather starts to warm up, and you know, you get into the springtime. Now, what are these smallmouth going to be doing then?
They, in the springtime, the smallmouth, they spawn in our area about 58 degrees. And from 50 degrees to 58 degrees, any day you're out there, you're out to catch a 6 to 8 pound smallmouth. I mean, you may go out that time of the year and you may not catch three fish, but those three fish may weigh 5 pounds apiece. I know one day I had two customers with me. We had four smallmouth, only four bites we got that day, but the four weighed 25 pounds. We had a 7-4, a 7, a 5-12, and a 5.
That's pretty good smallmouth fishing. I don't care where you're at. You know, you talk about that. You said you had clients with you. Of course, you guide, but you also fish tournaments as well.
I've got a sort of a unique situation with sponsors, and I work for my sponsors. I guide, and I also fish tournaments, and it all takes care of each other. The tournament fishing promotes my guide business. My guide business and my tournament fishing promotes my sponsors, and then I make a living at guiding, so it all helps each other. I mean, I've got a captive audience when I'm in a guide situation. When I got two guys with me, I sell a product, and they catch fish on a bait, they're going to go buy some of them, and then they're going to tell their buddies about it. And that's, to me, is, and I've been told this a lot by my sponsors, that it helps their business just as much as somebody standing on stage telling people that they caught fish on a certain bait.
Well, most definitely would be something you could show them. It isn't just talking about it. It's actually showing them how to catch them.
That's exactly right. It's proof in the pudding's old saying, you know, if you catch a fish on a bait and you don't have but one of them, I guarantee you're going to go buy some more.
Well, you know, Roger, I guess, you know, the big thing is, of course, you talk about sponsorship and stuff. A lot of people don't think about guides having those type of sponsors. You know, they think about only tournament pros and that kind of stuff. But you're a tournament pro and a guide making your living out of fishing. It's got to be a passion for you. You love to fish and you love to be out there. But you're also working for those sponsors, as you mentioned earlier.
That's right. I work a lot of shows for sponsors. Most of my sponsors I've been with a long time, like Ranger Boats. I've been with them since 1983. And it was funny, we were just talking last night to a kid here where we're at and staying at this resort. And he was talking about I told him he wasn't very old. He said he was born in 82. He showed me his license. I won my first tournament in 75, you know. So most of my sponsors, I've been with Strike King Lure Company since 87, I believe. 83, I started with Mercury in like 85. And so I've been with a lot of my sponsors, and they're major companies and been with them a long time.
Roger, I'm ready to go smallmouth fishing now, man. That's what it's all about, and I thank you for being with us here on Bass Fan Radio.
I sure appreciate you asking me to be here.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.